90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30 and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Tomorrow may not be the same.
Augustus Pablo and the Each One Dub from King Tubby Meets the Rockers, opening Late Junction tonight. And welcome to the programme. Shorter than usual tonight, but still lots of good music for you between now and 12:30. We like Raymond Scott here on Late Junction. This is a short piece in which he demonstrates two new instruments, the clavivox and the electronium, his instantaneous composition performance machine.
Thank you.
Gorgeous, ethereal sounds. The Lux Aeterna from Prisoner's Requiem for My Friend. The Vasov Chamber Choir there, conducted by Richard Jinak. And that followed a short piece by Raymond Scott called Cindy Electronium. The ancient slopes of the Tuvan Mountains inspired Hunhud too to think of their ancestors. Now they sing their songs and they think of their burial places on the vast landscapes. Hunhud too, a song in memory of their ancestors and their music. Miguel de Oliveira is a Portuguese composer who writes a lot for TV, for documentaries for both BBC and Channel 4. He's got a real knack for discovering music in unexpected places. This is where he's at a strangely familiar train station.
Thank you.
Arcangelo Corelli died 300 years ago this month, and that was from one of his violin sonatas, played there by Andrew Manzi and Richard Egar. And it followed Miguel D'Oliveira's sound world of suitcase locks, radio tuning, coins and tannoy announcement in a strangely familiar train station. Another 18th century composer, Johann Pachelbel, was the inspiration for Brian Eno's album Discreet Music.
What do they mean? The faces in the night looking into the antique mirror of jazz. By what insistent instinct do we crowd the smoking dark and watch with our seashell ears the pounding truth break against the huge, inchoate spirit of this biggest of the little cities? And why do the stars of this spirit's music shine with such intensity upon the double zero of our blinking eyes? The questions multiply the mystery. Are we the face of Get Away From It All? Have another drink, baby. Live it up. Let's have a ball before the great big all goes up in fire and brimstone. Make mine a double and short on soda. Clap hands in the reeling darkness and play lusty animal with the yeah, yeah, yeah of drowning night. You should have seen me when I stood on the table and the bouncer came with his tuxedo and the alcoholic air rocking with rolls of laughter after, while the ghosts of Dixieland gone white are crashing through the changes inside the saints go marching in. One for the road and hiccup home to hangover. Are we this face? Are we the face of get there, get there, get there? Who's at the Blue Note? Who's at the Sutherland? Somebody's opening at the London House. Grab a cab and seize upon the tock, ticking, ticky-tock. Should I wear the mink? Somebody said something is happening at the Cloister Inn, and the long lines form in front of the revolving door of the spinning now, now, now. Do I look all right? Keep the change. I read in Downbeat, and the smoke rises above the hubbub as the cash register LPs come alive. Mr. and Mrs. Face face up to an evening on the town. 12 conventioneers, accompanied by a driving rat-a-tat-tat, become disciples of punchline pornography, and expense accounts rise in the falling jazz, and a waiter's feet hurt. Something ends, and the applause begins. This clapping reward is bridge for the blues. Aren't you glad you came? Aren't you? Are we this face? Are we the face of I wonder as I wander, looking with the look that little children have for that loving something, for that joyous whatever it is, for that delightful I don't know what next, tired of playing run, sheepy, run, and follow the leader? The game we're looking for is looking for us. And it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, green light. A great, big, huge, unbelievably infinite go sign for this biggest of the little sleepwalking cities where the dream we dream is just around imagined nightmare's corner. Come on along to Renaissance, which is anywhere you want it. Hope swings eternal, and that's where everything is in Jazzmatazz Chicago. Don Quixote rides across the sprawl of us in a crazy movie called The Midwesterner, gallops across the jumping night where everyone waits to see where the real action is, and we strike our matches against old Chicago midnight, against old anywhere's midnight, somewhere below the non-stop jet from New York to Hollywood. Hi, stranger. Are we this face? All these faces and more we are. And the truth is right in front of us when our backs are turned. So pick up your trumpet and play this. Doomsday boys and girls of dust, come blow your horn for Mr. Must. Full circles roll in spirals down into the fright of the thinnest town.
Ken Nordine, who else? Faces in the Jazzmatazz, following Margita Nassus playing the overture from Benjamin Britten's Suite for Harp Solo, and part of Brian Eno's Pachelbel-inspired sound world from his album Discreet Music. The brilliant Finnish band Frigg begin a UK tour later this month. Here's something from their new album, beginning with the title track Polka V.
Thank you.
Frigg and the Pale Polska from their new album. They'll be at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow on the 30th of January. And from there, they'll be going on to Bury, Lincoln, Malvern and the Sage Gateshead. Now, back to Tuva, this time to hear Albert Kubezin and Yat Kar from an album of covers, a song originally by Peter Green. Another great voice, Albert Kubezin and Yat Kar with Peter Green's Black Magic Woman. Now, while I think of it, here's a date for your diary, the 25th of January. The venue is the BBC Radio Theatre for the 2013 World Roots Academy launch. There'll be live music from Roberto Pla and the Colombian Big Band, and also from the 2013 Academy Mentor and Mentee. And, of course, those names will be announced on the night. The tickets are free and you can find full details on the BBC audience pages on the BBC website. World on Three tomorrow night. Lopo Cotari is here with the latest sounds from around the globe and a studio session by the Italian group Nidi Darak. And Jez Nelson on Monday will be introducing The Thing and Nena Cherry, recorded at the Village Underground in London last July. Absolutely unmissable. Al Boley ends Late Junction tonight, but just before we hear from him, another recording from the London Jazz Festival, recorded in November at Adventures in Sound at Café Otto on the 10th of November. Three musicians who hadn't played together before, Everissa on piano, Joachim Florent on bass and Per Åke Holmlander on tuba. From me, till Tuesday, good night.
Thank you. dreaming so many dreams that never come true. Till I believe in my sweet dreams of you. A million times the moon above me has seemed to say, someday you'd love me, I'm only dreaming. But let me keep on dreaming a million dreams of you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Stravinsky and Tchaikovsky from Paris to set us off tonight. It's a concert with Vladimir Spivakov conducting the Radio France Philharmonic at the Salle Pleyel last September. Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations and a suite from Swan Lake. And first of all, here's Stravinsky making a ballet from Tchaikovsky's songs and piano pieces, and perhaps remembering his childhood visits to the Mariinsky Theatre in St. Petersburg to see the Tchaikovsky ballets. The Fairy's Kiss almost sounds at times like a co-production, even though most of it is, I hasten to add, original Stravinsky. From the ballet, this is the Divertimento